With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. In New York Times Square, they are getting ready for the big New Year's Eve party tonight.
The countdown to 2024 is on high atop Times Square, where organizers of the ball drop are testing out the big attraction. Times Square Alliance President Tom Harris.
The star of the show just had a dress rehearsal and performed marvelously.
He jokingly refers to the giant crystal ball as 6 tons of fun. It's covered in more than 2,500 crystals that light up the night sky. Jeffrey Strauss of Countdown Entertainment says the ball will make an encore.
We're going to relight the ball at 12:04, and it's going to go back up the pole, come back down to rest right above the numerals, where it will stand for the rest of the year.
In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. military says it has shot down 2 anti-ship ballistic missiles fired toward a container ship by Yemen's Houthi rebels in the Red Sea this morning. Hours later, 4 boats tried to attack the same ship, but U.S. forces drove them off. Nobody was hurt. It was a dramatic rescue the other night on an icy Minnesota lake.
More than 100 people were fishing there when the ice they were on broke away from the shoreline, drifting out into Upper Red Lake, a couple of 100 miles northwest of Minneapolis. It took more than 2 hours, but crews were able to rescue all 122 people from the ice floe without any injuries, although some Good Samaritan bystanders did wind up in the frigid water for a time. But they were no worse for the wear. Rich Thomason reporting.
Venezuela says it will continue to deploy nearly 6,000 troops until a British military vessel sent to neighboring Guyana leaves the waters off the coast of the 2 South American nations. There's a dispute going on about some oil located there. This is SRN News. A judge in Idaho will not dismiss a lawsuit challenging the state's abortion ban.
Instead, the district judge ruled on Friday to narrow the case to focus only on the circumstances where an abortion would be allowed and whether so-called abortion care in an emergency situation applies to the state's constitutional right to enjoy and defend life and the right to secure safety. The Office of the Idaho Attorney General argued to throw out the case as its Supreme Court has already upheld the state's abortion law. George Williams reporting.
Greece's center-right government says it will fulfill a commitment to legalize same-sex marriage, ignoring political dissent and staunch opposition from the country's influential Orthodox Church. A government spokesman says the legislation will be brought to Parliament during the House's current term. The church's governing synod has issued a strongly worded rebuke, stating that children have an innate need for 2 parents of opposite sexes. This is SRN News. An alert from the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
It's ordered a recall of toys sold at Walmart.com containing powerful magnetic balls that could pose a hazard to children if swallowed. The agency said Friday that the balls, which are 0.2 inches in diameter, exceed federal standards for magnetic strength and could clump together to block parts of the digestive system when ingested. The CPSC estimates that 2,400 magnetic ingestions were treated in hospital emergency rooms between 2017 and 2021 and says it's aware of 7 deaths related to the ingestion of hazardous magnets, including 2 outside of the U.S. The magnet kit was made in China. Keith Peters reporting.
Tom Wilkinson has died. The Oscar-nominated British actor, known for his roles in The Full Monty and Michael Clayton, was 75 years old. This is SRN News.